Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hey everybody. This is, of course, Friday, our day dedicated to love in all of its wonderful, fantastic forms. And I wanted to do a small call today about something that I'm going to kick off next week, which, of course, is November. And I am just going to brand November the month of self-love, especially for us, for black women, so that we can kind of get a little bit more acclimated to the concept. I'm noticing that that word is also very sloganized, just like goddess or dark goddess, all these other words out here that people like to use. The word self-love is very, very much sloganized. So I'm going to use the energy of Thanksgiving, the energy of us being thankful or being grateful for certain things, and turning that energy for us, you know, toward ourselves versus it being something that, you know, we extend outwardly, because we all know, you know, we don't need to say that, what that holiday really means and what it really means for black women or indigenous Americans, period. It's not a happy time. So what we want to do is, you know, be the alchemist and start to turn this energy of gratitude that we have for things externally into things internally, especially because the black woman is the first, honey. She's the first. Everybody really should be giving thanks and honor and praise, honey, to her. But we know that that's not happening. And a lot of us, you know, are still a little bit unclear as to why it is important for black women to really love themselves and to put themselves first and to, you know, get out of the sacrifice seat, to stop always waiting for someone else to give us some form of validation or credence to what we have and what our ancestors have done for not only this country but for the whole entire world, because that is true. Without a black woman, none of this stuff would be in existence, and it damn sure wouldn't be sustained. So because of that, I'm going to do this the way that we do it, the way that I do it, the way that dark goddesses do it. And what we do is compartmentalize, and we break things down. We take things from being so, you know, external, spooky, pooky, mystical, and bring it into a form that all of us can understand, where you kind of mix the two. You mix, of course, logic and mysticism, especially for those of us that are trying to understand how we as black women connect to this earth realm and connect to the realm of the elements, especially if you're going toward goddess or going toward various or different forms of spirituality, you will typically not see black women. You'll typically see authors or people, you know, that don't look like us. But ladies, don't make no mistake about where that information originated. Make no mistake about it. So what I want to do is bridge the gap, and I want to bridge the gap between us being the spiritual, religious, mythical person with us also being the practical application physical person, because I've noticed that you got to become both. You got to have the spirit side connected, and you got to have this physical thing connected. You can't have one or the other, and when you do go toward one or the other, you tend to be very, very off balance. And when you get off balance in one area, my gosh, honey, it's just like a two-something. This power is just building and building and building, and you end up being off balance in other areas. And black women are very, very off balance. I used to be off balance, too. And what I used to do is try to compensate by, you know, at that time, going to church, being, you know, very, very religious, or, you know, connecting more to sisterhood and giving all to my sisterhood, not understanding I still need to protect myself in that arena also, or being, quote, unquote, the best employee. We do that as black women. When we're lacking in one area, we try to overcompensate in other areas. And, ladies, that's not going to do anything but keep you in stress and keep you in the sacrifice seat. I have so many women in mentees that come to me that are off in one area, perfect in other areas, but off in one area. And the more and more we get into why there is an imbalance, we find out that in some form it's connected to overcompensation, that somewhere we're trying to make up in this area for the lack that we have in another area. And I don't want us to be like that. I want us to really love ourselves enough to find the harmony. And, ladies, there is. there is financial harmony, there's relationship harmony, there's career harmony, there's motherhood harmony, there's financial harmony, there's health harmony, that you can sit in that position. You can truly be the full-rounded goddess. You truly, truly can. Now, does it take work? My gosh, yes, it does. But nonetheless, ladies, if you want change, then guess what? Something has to change, and typically it's you. And the way that you relate in these four key master areas that I'm going to take the whole month of November talking about. So what I do and how I break things down is I break them down, of course, in the physical, but I break them down in the components of elements, meaning air, earth, water, and fire. And dealing with air, the intellect, and it's being balanced there. Water, emotions. Oh, my gosh. We are an emotional mess. That is the truth. Working on getting balance there. Balance, of course, in our fire element, in the area of passion, desire, and sexuality. My gosh, we definitely need to cut the morals we have on that and get balance there. And, of course, one of the most important is the rooting and grounded element, that is the earth element, and us getting rooted and grounded in the truth of who we are and not being ashamed to say that I am the keeper of the mysteries, of the feminine mysteries. And I'm going to protect that. I'm going to protect my heart. I'm going to protect my mind. I'm going to protect everything that is physical and that I have the right. I have the right to that protection. No matter what someone else says or someone else decides, that I have the right to it. And when I stand in the right of earth, a lot of things shift. So I'm going to take each one of those elements, each one of those principles, and teach on it. And teach how I became balanced in it, and, of course, talk to you all and get some questions from you all, but help you all to become balanced in that area, too, and give you some, practical application and also mystic application on what you can do to bring balance in that particular area, that particular element of your life. So what we're going to do is meet every Thursday. We kick off next week, which is, November the 3rd. And we're going to meet on the expansive day, on the day of the Thursday. So I want us to utilize that energy in going through the elements of our life so that we can find harmony and balance in it. And we're going to meet every Thursday for 4 weeks, 1 month, for an hour, or how long, it just depends on what y'all's questions are, or how long, however long it takes for us to deal with certain circumstances, situations, events, or occurrences. And find the ritual, find the balance for yourself, whether it's a practical application-based ritual, whether it's a ritual that is based in spirituality. We're going to do it. So come to the calls ready to take notes. I have never went into this as an intensive back-to-back-to-back. This is going to be my first and last time doing it. And I'm going to quote this one because of the nature of the conversation and stuff that I'm going to say. And some of the, things that y'all are going to share also on the call. So I'll put it on early bird for 4 days. It's just $97 for the next 4 days. And if you need a payment plan on the $97, then you can get that. There's a link also in the email that I sent you all out. If not, it's in the description box of this particular call. And come ready. Come ready to do some serious work. When we talk about balancing ourselves and coming into harmony as Black women, ladies, it's not just a cliche. It takes time. It takes dedication. It takes consistency. You are going to work. If you don't know about the way that I teach, then you're going to learn, honey, that when you come to me, we are talking about getting some work done and doing the work so that we can live, good lives, live in a relaxed state. And really, there's no time right now. So this is an area that you got to get stronger in, ladies. You just got to do it. Ladies, it just has to be done, period. All right. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to talking to you all next week.